I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to another podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the use of English, particularly to do with conversational English or business English, and how you can help to improve your situation either in conversations or perhaps it might even be for a job interview. So what do I have for you in this podcast? Well, we're going to take a look at some expressions, and those expressions are connected with money markets, okay, so to do with investments. So I'm going to give you a particular word, give you an example, and then hopefully give you the meaning of it. Okay, so let's start. So this is about movement in the markets, okay? So in the very recent past, there have been lots of movement in stock markets, bond markets, oil prices, gold, whatever it might be. So these are all connected with that, and you might be able to understand them a little better. The word, first word, soar, S-O-A-R, soar. Share prices have soared. This means that the share prices have risen suddenly and quickly like a rocket, okay? To soar. A surge in something. The market is now expecting a surge in the value of the euro. This means that there would be a large and sudden increase in the amount of or the value of something. A surge in the euro. Gain. The dollar made significant gains. So this is an improvement or increase. Okay, so the opposite is a loss, but in this case we're talking about gains, an improvement or increase in the value of something. Hike, H-I-K-E, hike. Another hike in interest rates is possible. This could be a sudden or significant increase in the rate of interest which you borrow from the banks. Okay, so another hike in interest rates is possible, where there could be a sudden or significant increase in the interest rate charged by commercial banks. Strengthen. The yen will strengthen against the dollar. It will become stronger because of some expectations or a weakening of the dollar. Okay, so the yen will become stronger against the dollar. So the dollar will weaken and the yen will strengthen. Rally. The pound sterling, rallied, R-A-L-L-I-E-D, rallied later in the day. There was an increase in the value of the pound sterling after a period when it had fallen or had dropped. So it rallied or recovered, or indeed we could say bounced back. Rallied, recovered, bounced back. Buoyant. The market is still buoyant after 3 days. The market is confident, it's successful and staying at a high level, very healthy. The market is buoyant. To snap something up. The advice from your broker is to snap up the shares while you can. So you have to buy something quickly, usually while it is cheap or while it is still available, before the price rises quite quickly. So to snap something up. Plummet, P-L-U-M-M-E-T, plummet. The value may plummet even further once the news hits the market. So there could be a sudden fall, so it could fall suddenly and quickly, similar to a plunge. This is another word for a fall, plunge or plummet, something that goes down very quickly. A slump, an economic slump. The price has slumped to its lowest level in 4 years. The price of oil has slumped to its lowest level. It has fallen by a large amount, the largest in the last 4 years. So slump could be an economic slump, and the opposite would be an economic boom, slump, to fall significantly. To slash something. The Federal Reserve in the USA has slashed the discount rate to zero. The Federal Reserve in the USA has slashed the discount rate to zero. They have reduced the interest rate by a significant amount, in this case reduced it by quite a large amount to zero, to slash something. Wipe something off. The recession has wiped billions of dollars off stock market values around the world. The recession has wiped billions off the stock market values around the world. So when we wipe something off, we remove something. We remove it quickly and almost completely. Okay, so there's lots of words to deal with various money market movements, various the words, examples, and hopefully the meaning. So as always, thanks for listening. And if you wish to contact me directly, you can do so on www.EnglishLessonViaSkype.com, where always happy to hear from you, always happy to include something that you feel is important. Indeed, this particular podcast was requested by a listener who wanted to have some more information about the recent events in world stock market. So I hope that has helped you. As I said, if you want to contact me about anything, you can do so. Or when you find your way to my webpage, you'll see reference to the Easy Peasy Club, which is a very economic, a very efficient and effective way for you to access English lessons for you to improve them. You'll get one pre-recorded lesson with me every week. At the moment, we're on lesson 36. So lots of helpful information, lots of helpful hints for you to help improve your English. So as always, thanks for listening and join me again soon.